Hello, my name is Nikki. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor, the Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to advise you, this call has been recorded for quantum insurance purposes. How can I help you?
I wanted to see about if I can make a claim, a partial claim.
Okay, you was calling to file a partial claim. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Can I please have your social security number?
422-178-099.
Okay, that's going to be 422-178-099. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Can you verify your name, your date of birth, and your mother's maiden name, please?
You said my mother's maiden name?
Yes, ma'am.
My name is Akita McBride.
Yes, ma'am.
8/13, August 13, 1983. My mother's maiden name is Daisy Williams.
When was the last time you filed your
weekly?
Your weekly certification for benefits?
I'm not on unemployment.
Okay, I'm gonna ask you some questions. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Mm-hmm. I am.
Do you? Yes, ma'am. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What's the highest grade you completed in school?
Some college.
Did you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Can you verify your driver's license state and your number?
Alabama. My number is 75-75144.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit to your checking or savings account, or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
The card.
That's going to be the benefits card?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
My mailing address is 1145 Wharton Avenue.
City, state, and zip code?
The city is... Birmingham, Alabama, 35217.
Did you want me to go ahead and update your mailing address for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And what is your mailing address again? I do apologize about that.
It's 745 WHA as in apple, R as in red, T as in Tom, O as in on, and N as in Nancy, and Avenue.
City and state?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Zip code?
35217.
Okay, is that going to be 1145 Wharton Avenue?
Yes, ma'am.
Birmingham, Alabama, 35217.
Mm-hmm.
It's your residence address. Is it different from your mailing address?
Mm-mm.
That's going to be no. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Has your address changed in the last year?
Yes, ma'am.
Can you verify your telephone number for me?
055-206-57.
And what is your email address?
Zakita McBride. 13@gmail.com.
Okay, that's going to be your first name, your last name, 13@gmail.com. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Your mailing address is 1145 Wharton Avenue, Birmingham, Alabama, 35217. Is that correct?
That's correct.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer a randomly generated question. Which of the foreign addresses have you ever been associated with? It's at 26 Haversham Circle. It's at 307 Ponce de Leon Drive West. It's at 625 County Road 156. It's at 6968 Melanie Court. Or had never been associated with any of these addresses?
I want to say it's 26 Haversham Circle.
It's going to be the first one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What color is your 2007 Mitsubishi Eclipse Spider? It's a black, it's a blue, it's a silver, it's a yellow. I had never been associated with this vehicle.
I never been associated with that vehicle.
Which of the foreign cities has a current or former association to you? It's a Graysville, it's a Vestavia, it's a Florence, it's a Athens, or is it none of the above?
Graysville.
Graysville, is that correct?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama where a employer that is non-military or federal government in the last 18 months?
You said, have I worked in the last 18 months? I'm currently working now.
Yes, ma'am. Have you worked in another state?
No, ma'am.
Other than Alabama? Yes, ma'am. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you serve for active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. When was the last day that you worked?
I'm currently working.
Okay. Have you worked today?
No, ma'am. They cut hours. That's why I said partial.
Yes, ma'am.
I was getting 40 hours, but they didn't pull back on the hours.
Okay. Did you work on yesterday?
No, ma'am.
Okay. When was the last day that you actually worked?
Saturday.
Okay. You said that was on last Saturday. Is that correct?
This Saturday.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. That's going to be on the 10th. Is that correct?
Correct.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Say that again.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I'm not no understanding the last part you're saying, but I don't have my own business.
Okay, that's gonna be no.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Say it again.
Are you currently working solely on commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
Neither.
Yes, ma'am. That's gonna be no.
Mhm.
Yes, ma'am. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30 miles.
Okay, that's gonna be about 30 miles.
Yeah.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
Say it again.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
Did I want a who?
What is the lowest hourly wage you will sell?
I will sell.
Yes, ma'am. What's the lowest amount you'll sell?
A lot of 11.
That's going to be $11.
Uh-huh.
Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
I'll go to work tomorrow.
Okay, so that's going to be no. Is that correct?
You said, did they give me a certain date to return?
Yes, ma'am.
That's what I'm saying. I'm still on a schedule.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be no. Is that correct?
You said, did they give me a certain date to return to work?
Yes, ma'am. Did they give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am. I'm on a schedule.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is your job title and description?
Customer service. I deal with auto parts.
Okay. You said customer service. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
What's your job description when you interacting with the customers to provide information in response to inquiries about products and services? Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am.
What is the job title and description you're seeking a job for?
You say I'm seeking.
Yes, ma'am. Seeking a job for.
I'm not seeking.
Okay, so basically, you're going to be able to go back to the work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, would it be okay if I change that to yes for you?
Okay, what was the question?
Are you seeking work in your current occupation? That means in the same occupation that you're working for.
Right, I thought seeking means looking for.
Yes, ma'am.
But I'm not looking.
Yes, ma'am. That means that since you're working a part-time job, you're still going to be able to work.
I work full-time. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I work full-time, but they cut hours, so I'm not getting all my hours.
Yes, ma'am. That's considered like a part-time since they cut hours.
Okay.
Is that going to be yes?
Okay, so I'm trying to figure out what you're asking me.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Even if I'm not seeking, it's going to be yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I suppose, because I'm not
thinking. Okay. You're going to be able to work the same occupation that you're working for?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is the name of your employer?
AutoZone.
Is that the name on your pay stub?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Is that going to be AutoZoners LLC? Is that the correct one?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. What is your employer phone number?
205-791-2300.
Okay, that's going to be 205-791-2300.
Mm-hmm.
What is your employment start date?
Employment start date, I started working on July 15th.
Okay, that's going to be July the 5th. Is that going to be 2022?
Yes, ma'am, 2022. I'm sorry.
No worries. When was the last day that you worked?
Saturday the 10th.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be December the 10th,
2022. Yes, ma'am.
What city and state did work was performed in?
Birmingham.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be in Birmingham, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Any vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
Say it again.
Is this your separated employer, your last employment?
You said separated?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand.
Is this your last employment that you work for, AutoZone?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Why are you no longer working?
I'm still working. They just cut hours.
Yes, ma'am. Is that going to be because of lack of work?
I have no idea. I don't know why they couldn't hours. I just know they couldn't hours. And I'm not getting my full 40.
Yes, ma'am. That means that they had cut your hours.
Yes, ma'am.
Would it be okay if I put you down for lack of work?
Said lack of work? What was the question?
Yes, ma'am. Why are you no longer working?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, I'm still working. It's just they cut my hours. I'm not making the money like I used to make because I'm hired as full-time, but they cut hours, so I'm getting part-time hours.
Yes, ma'am. That's going to be because of lack of work. Will it be okay if I put you down for lack of work?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Did you have like a pen and paper so you could be able to write down your temporary PIN number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Your temporary PIN number is 9983.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to repeat that number back to me?
9983.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements affected this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain at the Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log into alabamaworks.alabama.gov/. Go ahead.
You said Alabama who?
Alabama Works.
Alabama Works?
Yes, ma'am. Works with the S at the end.
Mm-hmm.
.alabama, which is spelled all the way out.
I thought you said Alabama Works.
Yes, ma'am. Alabama Works. .alabama.gov.
Mm-hmm.
/VosNet.
Slash who?
VosNet, which is spelled V like in Valerie. O-S.
O-S.
N-E-T slash.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be for you to update your online resume.
Mm-hmm. It's the Alabama Works, Alabama Girl, that girl. So it's Alabama Works don't have a dot, right?
Alabama Works, and then it's going to be a dot after that.
Okay, Alabama Works dot Alabama dot girl slash V-O-S-N-E-T slash.
Yes, ma'am, you got it. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification, either by telephone or internet, in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you chose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 205-458-2282.
You said www.labor.alabama.gov.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
205-458-2282.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week.
Okay, information.
Yes, ma'am. Let me just go right back to it. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet or next week. Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday.
No later than 5 p.m.
Yes, ma'am.
So what Sunday? So I can do it Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. You can be able to file your weekly certification on Sunday.
But what, so why is it no later than 5 p.m. on Friday?
Yes, ma'am. You can file your weekly certification Sunday all the way up to Friday, but no later than 5 p.m. So, therefore, after that, after 5 p.m., you won't be able to process your weekly certification.
On Friday?
It has to be, yes, ma'am. It has to be before 5 p.m.
Okay. So what's the cutoff? So the cutoff will be Friday, and the starting will be Sunday.
Yes, ma'am. That's correct.
I'm trying to understand this because it's like you said, weekly. Okay, a week starts that Monday, right?
No, ma'am. It starts from that Sunday. Then it goes like Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, all the way up to that Friday. But before 5 p.m. Yes, ma'am.
I had to call every day.
No, ma'am, only one time out the week. And that's going to be before 5 p.m.
Right, so if I don't call it Sunday, then I got up until Friday.
Yes, ma'am, that's correct. Our information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow instruction listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions for me?
You said 1-800-361
4524.
And this was the booklet.
Yes, ma'am. If you don't receive your booklet within the next 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any more questions for me?
What's the pin for?
Your temporary PIN number is going to be for you to use when you file your weekly certification.
Mm-hmm. So with me not getting my full hours, even though I'm full-time, so that means I got to still be looking for a job?
Yes, ma'am. It's going to ask you that question when you file your weekly certification.
It's going to ask me what question?
That question, are you seeking a full-time job?
But that's what I'm saying. I was hired as a full-time person.
Yes, ma'am. And you have to be able to put on there that you're seeking a full-time job, even though you're still working, but your hours has been cut down.
Okay. All right.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have any more questions for me?
No, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day, ma'am.
You as well. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.